السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and also sisters listening over the receivers. Last week I was discussing this verse of the Holy Quran Sharif, Zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. Disaster has appeared, mischief has appeared on land and on sea because of the doings of people. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, because of our doings, we are witnessing and facing all these disasters. And again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that He sends them, all these disasters take place, لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, so that we may give them a taste of some of their doings. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is loving, He's very compassionate, He's very merciful, and He wants to give us a rope, He wants to give us time, He wants to give us an opportunity for tawbah. So He sends down all these different conditions upon us so that we may make tawbah, so that we may return to Him. I discussed some other ayats also relevant to this subject, but of course the time on a Jummah is extremely limited to go into any detailed tafsir. So in today's bayan, I just wish to follow up a little of what we had discussed. That if we have to look at the conditions that are befalling us, then they are nothing new. It has happened in the past and it will continue to happen. As we will practice, as we will make amal, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will deal with us. If you have to look at the verses of the Quran Sharif, which deal with the azab that came upon the nations of the past, then in all those verses we will find Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saying that we sent this azab, whether it was Fir'aun and his people, whether it was Haman, Qarun, the sinking of Qarun into the ground with all his wealth, whether it was the flood waters that destroyed the people of Fir'aun, whether it was the mighty blast, or whether it was the gale force wind, or whether it was the tremor and the shake-up and the earthquakes, or whether it was the fire, or whether it was the stones that rained, whether it was the carrying up of the ground to the heavens or up to the skies and turning it upside down and raining stones. Everything Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says we did, giving us a very loud and clear message that everything is happening with the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are human beings. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made this a world of means, and therefore when it is a world of means, we have to adopt the means. A person will be stupid, foolish and childish if he has to say that we must not adopt any kind of means just because everything is happening with the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so we don't have to adopt any means. Nobody says that. We must not adopt means. But we have to understand this message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is very loud and clear, that everywhere Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we made that decision. We sent that gale force wind. We did this, we did that. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is one. There is no plural there. But it is to show force and might and power. That even if the king is making an announcement, then he says, we, our government. So it is for our understanding purposes, to show the might and the power and the qudrat and the sifat of jalal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. when it is the sifat of Jamal, then Allah Ta'ala uses that in other places. Then there He uses the singular. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if you have to look at one of the surahs of the Quran Sharifs, in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the azab. Now this azab has been discussed in different verses of the Quran Sharif, in different surahs of the Quran Sharif. But in one place Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونٌ وَازْدُجِرٌ. Talking about the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I'm just giving you the meaning, the gist, that they rejected. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is given the consolation that this rejection of these people of your nubuwwat, it is nothing new. This happened in the past also. And all these threats which they are giving to you, that is nothing new. This happened in the past also. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. They rejected our servant. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, he was my servant. He was my messenger. He was my apostle. He was giving my peygham and my message. He was conveying it on my behalf. And they rejected him. فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونَ. And as usual, the same thing, that they called him mad. Anyone who gives a very clear, simple, straightforward Quranic message, then that person is mad. Any person that conveys a message on behalf of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is authentic, reliable, it is from the Quran and Sunnah, even in these days, then he is mad. Then that person is orthodox, he is outdated, he is living in some other world. Now all those same titles which were given to the Anbiya of the past and was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be given to them. So they don't have to be so despondent and disappointed and lose hope and think that now our program has come to an end. Why should we continue inviting when there is rejection? No, look at what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. He was our servant. Allah ta'ala says, we rejected my servant. وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونُ وَزْدُجِرْ. They call him mad and they chased him out. So then what did Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam do? Of course it's a long story, but just to give the gist of it or the relevant point with regards to the subject that I am discussing, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرْ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. He called out to his Allah. He called out to his Rabb. That Rabb, that Allah who was watching everything that was being said to him, everything that was being told to him. This rejection of the people Allah ta'ala was watching. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was giving them some time, some opportunity to repent and to turn towards him. Allah ta'ala gave them warning signs. But when they kept rejecting all that, then Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam just makes one dua, فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. O Allah, I have been overpowered, so come to my assistance. Now we can see that this is the pattern. If you have to look at all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the pattern. That they will come, they will give the message, that change your lifestyles. How long are you going to be disobedient to your Creator? How long are you going to reject that Allah who is the giver of all your ni'mats, who is the giver of all your faculties, who is the giver of all the bounties that you have? How long are you going to reject? So they are the Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. O Allah, I have been overpowered. O my Rabb, I have been overpowered. These people are rejecting. I'm calling them day and night towards you. Everything I am doing, there is nothing but rejection. So come to my assistance. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that he came to the assistance. So there will be some period of trial and test. And then just that one dua and Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala turns the tables. What did Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala do? فَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. We opened the doors of the heavens with water pouring forth. And then from the earth also, the earth gushing out its fountains and springs of water. And the water meets at a predestined place. And then the whole story of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, even little children know how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then saved those who were with him. The 84 odd people that were with him on that ark, they got saved, and the rest of them were destroyed. But the point that I am emphasizing and stressing upon is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Inna fatahna alayhim abwaba sama. We opened up. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we opened up the doors of the heavens with the water pouring forth. So this water that came down from the heavens and the water that gushed forth from the earth and the sinking and the drowning and all that took place, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision it was. He was the one that sent that azab. But during that period of trial, those who were believers, they remained firm and steadfast. They did not give up hope. They did not look at the outside conditions and say that our Allah is not with us, or what is this iman where we are not getting any assistance from our Allah. That was a period of test and trial. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala called his decision. In the same way, if we have to look at the people of Aad, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرٌ. The people of Aad also, same thing. Allah ta'ala says, they rejected. So how severe was our punishment and our warning? And then what does Allah ta'ala say? Inna arsalna alayhim rihan sarsaran fi yawmi nahsim mustamir tanzi'un nas ka'annahum a'jazu nakhlim munqa'ir fakayfa kana 'adhabi wa nuzur. Again the same thing. Inna arsalna alayhim rihan sarsara. We sent against them a furious wind. Very, very strong wind. In other places Allah Ta'ala gives the complete description for how many nights and days and what destruction it brought. But here Allah Ta'ala says, Inna arsalna alayhim rihan sarsara. Fi yawmi nahsim mustamir. On the day of violent disaster. Tanzi'un nas. It was plucking people out. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ مُنْقَيْرٍ. Like how you have the roots of palm trees, and if somebody has to pluck it out from the ground, Allah Ta'ala says that is how people were being plucked out from the ground, taken high above and thrown back onto the ground. And they became like those sticks, dry sticks that people use to make pens for their cattle. So the rejectors, this was the end result. But when did this happen? When the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made dua that the rejection has gone too much now and we have become overpowered, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is what he sent. So again it was the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Inna arsalna alayhim rihan sarsaran. Then if you look at the people of Samud, again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Inna arsalna alayhim sayhatan wahida. One mighty blast Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent against them. And what was their sin? Again the same rejection of the Nabis of Allah Ta'ala. As I mentioned, there's no time to go into tafsir or details. But I just want to bring this one point very clearly across. That we take it for granted that all these things are happening because of bush, and it's happening because of this person and that person. It is all happening because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has decided and willed that it will happen because of our actions. لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي أَمِلُوا. So that we may give them a taste of some of their doings so that they may return to us. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that we sent against them a mighty blast. فَكَانُوا كَهَشِيمِ الْمُحْتَزِرِ. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, again the same thing, that those people also said, that this one person from amongst us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not find anybody else to send the message to. Why is it that he chooses this one particular person from amongst us, and is a solitary person, is just one out, and he's from amongst us, he must get the message and not us. So they rejected him. And everywhere the rejection was for no other reason because it was affecting their evil passions and desires, the fulfillment of their evil passions and desires. It was affecting their nafs. It was not that they did not have understanding, but to accept the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala requires some suppression of the nafs. Now that was the most difficult thing. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends that. If you look at the story of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, again the same thing. Rejection, they indulge in homosexuality, they are told that they must restrain, instead they become more and more arrogant, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we destroyed them. We rained the stones upon them. So every Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's the same story. That there is a period of trial, a test, and at the end of the day when that Nabi makes dua, then it is with the barakat of that dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about destruction. Now unfortunately our problem is this, that we are making dua to, and we are carrying out all the other means of protest and action. As I said, that is the world of means, so we can make use of the means. But we are failing to get to the root cause of our problem. And that is our own rejection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His ahkam. We may not say it that clearly, but if we have to just take a drive around during the summer months, take one drive around our locality, our neighborhood, and in the towns and places that we go and visit, and then see what is the condition of those masajid. Even those people who are living very, very close to that masjid, and who will say, we will give our life for the defense of Masjid Al-Aqsa. But they cannot rise to go and make the salat in the masjid which is 2 doors away or 3 doors away or a few doors away. That is our condition. And also those places where all this azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is coming in different forms in the different countries of the world. Because it is a test for the true believers. For the true believers it is a test. But for the rejecters it is an azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So even there, looking at everything that is happening, suffering all the calamities and disasters and all the shake-ups and all the bombs that are raining, but how many percent really return towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? La'allahum yarja'un was the purpose, but there is not much returning. Everybody will say, still do this, do that, do that, but return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very few people will say, and in very few people's life it will come. Otherwise, after witnessing what is happening, 100% of those people in those areas should have become people who have got namaz in their lives, zakat, roza, who have got honesty, sincerity, charity, nobility, those who have got ikhlas, those who have got a connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who have got sincere tawbah from all their sins. But instead we find that it increases. The moment there is a little bit of calm, then again their sins increase. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then sends again another disaster. So we may not be right in the midst of all that, but we must take lessons, because we too have gone through such periods in our history in South Africa. And we must not be too complacent that it can never repeat. Of course we must make a lot of dua that Allah ta'ala protect us too and protect them too. And that we must consider all those people going through a test and a trial, and we must think that they are far, far better than us. But we are talking in general terms. And we always say we must not generalize. Indeed, we must not generalize. But when the majority are committing a certain kind of sin, which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have promised that when they are going to indulge in such sins, then definitely this is going to be the end result. Then we have to generalize and say, when the majority are indulging in that, then we must expect whatever has been promised. As I mentioned in the bayan or two ago, that the majority of the people, if we have to look at in the world, we know that when it comes to zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, zina of the tongue, zina of the hands and feet, how many can say that they are safe, especially with the advent of television? Since the television days, how many of those pious and righteous ones also can say that we've got a television in our house, but no, we are quite safe from the zina of our eyes. And if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, then you must wait for it. Wait for the azab of Allah ta'ala. When there's going to be zina, then after that there's going to be disasters, there's going to be massacres, there's going to be large scale deaths, murders and killings. And there's going to be azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the form of diseases which your forefathers never heard of. Now all those promises are made there. So how can we say we must not generalize then? Brothers, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, each and every Muslim was an exhibit of Islam. Today we have to have exhibitions of Islam, whereas it is not an exhibition of Islam, it is an exhibition of the handicraft. The people, what they have made with their own hands, some masajid and some other things they have constructed and built with their own hands. So we will say that that is something that the Muslims have made, which alhamdulillah, if they've got intelligence and they can make such type of things, wonderful. It's an exhibition of what the hands of the Muslims have made. But it's not an exhibition of Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left behind every Muslim as an exhibit of Islam. In his business he was an exhibit of Islam. In his marriage he was an exhibit of Islam. In his walimas he was an exhibit of Islam. In his relationship with his parents he was an exhibit of Islam. In his relationship with his children he was an exhibit of Islam. In his relationship with his wives he was an exhibit of Islam. If they wanted to see what was Islam, they just had to see it in his life. They didn't have to go to some exhibition to see what is Islam. They didn't have to spend millions of rands or dollars to exhibit Islam. Each and every Muslim was an exhibit of Islam. Again, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying it is haram to have such kind of exhibitions. But what I'm trying to get across is that how far we have gone, our intelligence also has been affected. That we too now consider that that is an exhibit of Islam. Whether in our lives Islam comes or does not come, as long as we have shown something what Islam is. Now we have to say this is what Islam is, and Islam is in our books, and Islam is in our convention, in our exhibition centers. That is where you will see Islam. Whereas the person on the street and the person in the business and the person everywhere else, he's dealing with us, he's talking to us. His relationship is with us as human beings, not with those things which are made of sand, of stone, of paper. So in the daily dealings with us, we should have been an exhibit of Islam. That when a non-Muslim deals with us, he said, this is a Muslim. Why? Look at his dealings. How honest he is, how truthful he is. That if by mistake, I had to overpay him, then he will search for me and return my money. If there is a defect in the garment or article, then he will reveal it to me. If he's selling me cars, then he will tell me the truth of how much of mileage it has done and what are the problems. Whatever dealing, if I have to give him a loan, if a person has to give someone a loan, then he sees the exhibit of Islam, that whether it is a $1 million loan or anything, the person is honest. He fulfills the terms of the trust. So every Muslim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, had left in his time as an exhibit of Islam. That is why our books of history are filled with the stories of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in, and some of them did not even spend more than a day with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the beauty of it, that some of those people, they just came, they met Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they accepted Islam and they went away. And they went away to far off lands. But even if somebody dealt with them in a far off land, thousands of miles away from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but they knew that this person is an exhibit of Islam, they had no other choice but to accept Islam after looking at him, after dealing with him. So brothers, it is all very good shouting at the top of our voices that Bush should do this and we should do this. We can see that those people who were licking Clinton's shoes, those Arab states and other countries which were licking his foot to try and solve the problem of Jerusalem, he himself says now that he's no more a president, that I will fight for the Israelis, I will go down into the trenches and I will give my life for them. Now that is the person we wanted to resolve our problems. And now again, suddenly if Mandela has to just say that no, he must not take a unilateral decision, he must go to the United Nations, and the United Nations makes a decision, then he can bomb Iraq. So we all are so excited that he gave a wonderful statement. Where is our intelligence? We must go to the United Nations. Who is the United Nations? Ah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, have mercy upon us. Wallah, the times are moving very, very fast. Everything is very volatile. And there is no time for just idle chit-chat and gossip and waste of our valuable resources. We have to get down to changing our lives and bringing into the lives of other Muslims first proper Islam, and also conveying that message to the large number of people that are around who haven't received the true message of Islam, because they haven't seen it in us. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you are going to turn away, Allah Ta'ala will bring another nation in your place, and they will not be like you. And we can see, on the one hand, there are so many that are accepting Islam, and they are good Muslims. After accepting Islam, they become very good Muslims. And those who were Muslims, they are slowly drifting away. Just for one pretty face, the person gives up his Islam and is gone. Just out because of poverty, one hamper is given, the person says, I'm going. Somebody has some little difficulty, he says, my Allah didn't come to my help, so therefore I'm going from Islam. So one side there is an exit, and on the other side there is an entrance into Islam. So we must be very, very careful, we must be cautious, and we must be extremely on guard, and ask Allah Ta'ala, make a lot of dua for protection of our Iman and Islam, and also make a lot of dua for those people who are suffering all kinds of hardship, problems and difficulties, that Allah Ta'ala must ease their burdens and problems. Allah Ta'ala must protect Masjid Al-Aqsa, the Haramain Sharifain, and all our masajid and all our dini institutions, and the Muslims and the believers throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.